This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran says it has broken a stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-run IRNA news agency quoted Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as making the stockpile announcement. The deal had limited Iran to 300 kilograms of uranium enriched to 3.67%. This represents the first time Iran has broken one of the limits set by the 2015 pact with world powers. The announcement comes as tensions remain high between Iran and the US. In recent weeks, the wider Persian Gulf has seen Iran shoot down a US military surveillance drone, mysterious attacks on oil tankers, and Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen launch drones into Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Reports from Sudan say at least 11 people were killed in the latest massed protests demanding a transition to civilian rule in the country. Sunday and Monday were the first demonstrations since a deadly crackdown on protesters in June. Meanwhile, there have been solidarity protests around the world, including the United States. For VOA, Jason Patinkin followed a demonstration in Chicago.
Wearing blue headscarves and draped in Sudanese flags, nearly 100 people gathered in Chicago, chanting revolutionary slogans to call for civilian rule in their home country of Sudan.
Freedom, freedom for Sudan!
The protest in Chicago was part of a series of rallies taking place around the world in solidarity with Sudan's revolution, which started in December and has demanded that a military government hand power to civilians. Amin El Said, a Sudanese-American student, helped organize the Chicago protest.
We want the world to know that what's happening in Sudan cannot go unnoticed.
With support growing around the world, Sudan's revolution is far from over. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Chicago.
And this is VOA News. The International Labor Organization reports rising temperatures and increasing heat stress at work will lead to the loss of 80 million